miscellaneous, and meeting debrief. Who would like to start? Have any comments? We do have some items on here which are noted: online meetings for the rest of the year, cost savings versus safety. Second item is topics for the governor meeting on June 24th. So that's what I have. So who wants to start? I see Barbara's hand is up.
Hi, this is Barbara Baker. I've lost my cursor again, so I can't raise my hand formally. But on the meetings for the rest of the year, I'm not sure if this has been raised with the full commission, but the issue is whether we need to make a decision now regarding the rest of the year. And the options are, we can either decide to just decide that we're going to be doing these meetings by webinar this year because of COVID. We can decide to think about it and talk about it at our next meeting, or we can decide that we're going to take it on a case-by-case basis as things develop. I guess everybody knows that we don't have any idea what's going to happen for the rest of the year. The reason that we're not meeting in Aberdeen, however, I believe we all know, which is that the venue has decided that they aren't going to be hosting public meetings at least through 2020. So as I've sat here on this computer for the last 4 days, I've rethought my own thoughts on how valuable in-person meetings really are. This is a poor excuse for in-person meetings. I miss talking to all of you guys and our constituents, the people we listen to in person. But my own feeling is that I think that we should think about this and have a larger discussion at our next meeting. But if anybody has real strong feelings now, perhaps we can decide this. One thing that Nikki has asked me to point out is that each meeting costs the agency around between $10,000 and $12,000. So if we decide to continue on this way, we will be saving a substantial amount of money. So with that, that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Commissioner Baker. Commissioner Linville, you have your hand up.
So I think this is really, you know, we need to consider this carefully. I guess my gut response to what Barbara said is, when I think about our meeting roster, I just feel like meetings like the one in Colville, we need to be there in person. I think there's a few communities that I say do all the Olympia ones via Zoom, and when we're getting out into those communities that don't hear from us very often or see us very often, my vote would be to do those in person.
Any other comments?
This is Commissioner Grayville. I agree very much with Commissioner Linville's assertion that to reach out to communities is really important. When we started traveling these meetings again, the question came up about the cost, the logistics of doing those. But when we visited these communities outside of the general King County area or Olympia, those communities were so happy to see us. And we really learned a lot. As you know, in many of these meetings, a lot of the interchange with our constituents and people from those communities happen in the hallway or outside the meeting proper. And that can only happen when we're actually there physically. I understand that the concerns for both A, safety, and B, budget, but, and I would encourage us to maybe just see how things develop. I don't want to make a decision right now that we're not going to travel the rest of the year. Let's see what develops, and we can do it on a case-to-case basis.
I don't know how many commissioners saw the story that came out of the University of Washington yesterday, but the UW is predicting this COVID to come back aggressively in September. Now, I don't know how to quantify that, but if you haven't seen it, that's Commissioner Kegel.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Commissioner Baker, for teeing this up. I think for me, it would be important to kind of look at the different criteria for the reopening, safe reopening, phase two, phase three. And then not only that, look to see, you know, for example, in for Colville, you know, Stevens County, you know, where are they? You know, I think people, I don't have any problem driving in my car. I might have a problem going to the airport and getting on a plane. But I think we need to have more information, Commissioner Baker. I think, you know, I don't know what the different, you know, what the criteria are in the different phases. And I don't know where the different meeting locations are fit in that. And so I think it's premature. And I think Commissioner Chair Carpenter, I think, you know, University of Washington might be right. They may not be right. I'd like to hear Commissioner Thorburn weigh in on this too, our public sure. health specialist. Sure. So I agree. I think it's important. Frankly, I don't like these meetings, but this is all we can do at this point. So Amit, that's my two cents.
Commissioner Thorburn's hands up. Commissioner Thorburn.
It's an interesting question. I was, before the meeting started, I was sitting reading an article about predictive modeling and its usefulness and how it's been applied to COVID. The article is pointing out that basing anything on what the Seattle model said, it wasn't specifically talking about the Seattle model, but what the UW model said about September is not a good idea right now. So that really there are better ways of using the models as we get data, but not in this fast moving target for that far ahead. So I certainly think that it would be advisable for us to kind of take this on a case by case. There's some really interesting things going on epidemiologically. We're seeing that, you know, they're talking about a surge in September. We're seeing a global surge right now as the globe's been opening up. And, but interesting, mortality is going down. And this may have something to do with the virus. It's not unusual for something that's completely novel to become less severe as it passes through contagion. There are all these unknowns out there. As Bob points out, I think right now, there are a lot of personal decisions that go into our behaviors in terms of getting back together. I, like Bob, can't stand these meetings. I have no internet right now. I would just advocate that, you know, we don't base things on predictive models that are projecting a couple of months into the future kind of take this case by case, because it is a really moving situation.
Yeah, if I just may add too, there are states where the infection rates are dropping, you know, and we do have some states where it's increasing. It's a very complex epidemiological picture. And anyway.
Thank you, both Commissioner Thorburn and Commissioner Kehoe. David Graybill, did you have your hand up and then it just disappeared on me?
Yes, Larry. I was just going to say that I was hoping we're going to have our meeting in Colville, because I was going to drag my boat up there, and I was going to take Commissioner Smith walleye fishing that we've talked about for so long. And so There would be opportunities to really explore the environment in Colville.
All right, that's a given. We're going to Colville.
I think you might have just rolled him, yeah. Commissioner.
All in favor, aye. Okay, it's passed.
All right, we'll move on. To be determined going forward what we're going to do. The next item on here that I have is topics for the governor's meeting on June 24th. I don't know if our topics are going to be what he chooses to talk about, or he's going to share his with us. So does anybody have any thoughts on that? Brad, you've been to many of those as well.
Just a quick question there on the process. Are we still going to be Zooming that? Or I saw somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're Zooming it.
Oh, I know. But I saw that it was going to be a different webinar thing. I didn't see the word Zoom. So I've had some difficulty in some other meetings when I've gone to Skype or switched back and forth. But we're going to do the same format.
That's my understanding. Correct, Nikki?
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Regarding the agenda, Brad, you've been to a bunch of these over the years more than I. How many do you, I mean, what's your thoughts on, will the governor dictate it, or are we going to have?
Yeah, the recipe in the past has been, you know, that the commissioners put forth what they think, one item to the chair, and then the chair kicks it off. But the reality is that we don't get through but one item, you know.
Yeah.
And when we go around and introduce ourselves, please don't read your whole CV, you know, just.
Well, if I might suggest, if commissioners have suggestions, send them to Nikki and we'll try and piece something together. We can't do it in a group email, but is there any disagreement with doing that as far as some proposed agenda items for discussion with the governor?
Mr. Chair, may I suggest that, and I don't know if anybody has done that, but I would recommend that somebody reach out to JT Austin and just see what she thinks the governor would like to talk about. And,
well, I'm going to assign that to our vice chair. She's more closely linked to that office than most of us. Barbara, would you be kind enough to see what's on their mind, and then we can fill in the blanks?
I'm happy to do that. I still think that if there are commissioners who have burning issues that they would like to raise with the governor, I think that should be communicated to you, Larry, through Nikki. So I think we can do a hybrid, but I will reach out to JT and find out what I can.
Yeah, in the past also, when that list has been compiled, we've sent it to the governor's office prior to the meeting.
Okay, that's what we'll do, folks. Any other discussion points under miscellaneous and meeting debrief? Commissioner Thorburn.
I think that was Commissioner Linville. At the risk of bumming Commissioner Kehoe out again, I just want to raise the issue of public input and opinion and fact. I really appreciated yesterday when the director corrected some of the information that was provided in testimony. I have no problem with opinion, but when information is presented as facts and it's misinformation, and especially when it's done in a way in the context of campaigning, I do think it's important for the director, for staff, and for commissioners to point out the misinformation. So I just wanted to say that again. I realize there's some disagreement, but I also wanted to note that I do appreciate staff and the director in particular, coming out and correcting misinformation.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Real quickly, did Commissioner Lindvall want to state something? Because I see our attorney's face showed up here, so.
I have a different conversation, so.
Okay, Joe Pinesco, please.
The issue about correcting statements is you know, I don't have any legal advice for the commission on dealing with that topic, but I did want to share that our office is presently defending the director and the department in the 2019 lethal removal decision, presently in King County Superior Court. Our office filed the response brief in that case, and very recently an organization sent a letter to the department, to the governor, pardon my parrot in the background, making all sorts of claims about what the arguments were by the Attorney General's office on behalf of the department. And many of those claims we believe are misrepresenting what our brief says. So there would be opportunities if we were going to go down the path of doing corrections, there would be opportunities for us to jump into the fray as well, as saying that's not what our brief said. That's mischaracterizing what our brief said. Generally speaking, when we are in litigation, we choose to rely upon our briefs only and oral argument in front of the court to respond to such claims. But just in terms of the scope of misinformation and claims that make what we believe are you know, pretty clear factual misrepresentations, that's happening in our legal arena as well, and that's bleeding over into the commission's arena with respect to this Wolf litigation.
Thank you, Joe. We're going to go to Molly, if you have something, and then right after we're going to go into executive session.
This may not be the right time to talk about this, but I want to put it out there. So I'm going to be at a cattle workshop in Montana on our June 26th meeting. And it's something that I've had on the books for a year. It's my one time off the ranch for the year that's not commission related. And so I'm wondering, and there's some weighty, meaty stuff that's very, very important to me on that June 26th meeting. And I'm wondering, is it appropriate, like, for me to only be in on bits and pieces of that meeting? In other words, could I, you know, weigh in on the stuff that's important, or do I need to be on it for the whole time?
Well, I'll answer from my perspective, Molly. You be on it when you can. You have you do have a life too outside of the commission, so I guess you're going to have to pick what you think's important and continue doing what you're doing in Montana in between. If anyone disagrees with that, please state your mind.
I would support that too, Larry and Molly. So do what you can. Whatever input you can provide is valuable, but if you can't be on the whole thing, that's acceptable.
Thank you.
Yeah, Commissioner Anderson,
with you, and I may not call into the meeting, but
Commissioner Anderson, and then we are going to go to
that's all right, Commissioner Kehoe. I mean, you know, you're excused.
Well, this is Jim Anderson.
You're getting a little bit out of control here. Commissioner Anderson, we are then going to executive session.
Well, we're starting to say who's going to be at the meeting and who isn't. So I am not going to be at the meeting on the 26th. I'm in Alaska for the week. And I'm also not going to be able to be at the governor's meeting. So I guess the first point is we've got to start looking at the numbers that might be at the meeting and make sure that there's no issues with quorum, et cetera. So it sounds like there might be a few of us that aren't going to be there on the 26th.
I'm glad to hear.
Well, Commissioner Anderson, you must have not been told about this yet. If you miss two in a row, you go to the penalty box.
Okay.
And Barbara will tell you where the penalty box is. So